Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So happy to have you here, my friend. Don't forget, lots of cruise news articles and cruise tips at cruiseradio.net. Also, join the conversation on Facebook, facebook.com/cruiseradio. On this show, we'll interview Marcy Busey. She just returned from an 8-night Alaska cruise aboard Carnival Legend for her 25th wedding anniversary. So excited to hear all about that. But first, we always love technology here on the show. And a new cruise app was just revealed called Cruise Deals. It's available just on iPhone right now. But it shows you last-minute cruise deals at a port near you. So with that said, I know I'm probably confusing you, so we have on the line the man with the plan, Aaron Beaver. He's the creator of Cruise Deals app. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, buddy?
Great.
So first off, Aaron, let's take a step back and tell us, why did you create Cruise Deals app?
Well, I have two brothers-in-law, Mike and Jan, that created an app called Shipmate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cruise app. It's kind of a cruise companion type thing. It's really great. And Mike recently got married, so earlier this year I was at his bachelor party, which was on a cruise,
uh-huh.
Lots of fun. And while we're talking on this cruise, he was telling me about how Shipmate's parent company, the CruiseLine.com, made this algorithm to find the largest price drops for cruises. Told me how to post in these deals on Facebook, email, affiliate websites, things like that. And I thought that the next step in that process should be an app dedicated to showing these deals, kind of like a Priceline or a Groupon type app for cruises.
Mm-hmm.
So he took that idea back to CruiseLine.com, and they agreed to give me access to the data so I can make the app.
So Mike, the creator of Shipmate app, is married to your sister? I'm trying to figure this out.
I'm married to their sister.
Oh, okay, vice versa. Okay, gotcha. Okay, I just wanted to connect the dots there. Okay, so what makes this app so unique? Because I downloaded it, and I dig the whole port-by-port thing, but in your words, what makes it so unique?
Right now, there's apps like Kayak and Groupon at Priceline where you have these deals on hotels, plane tickets, vacation, but there's none dedicated to cruises. So this app fills that need of like a Groupon for cruises,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we'll also try to make it as simple as possible to find these deals and navigate and get information for a cruise.
Very good. So walk us through step by step. We go to the App Store. We download the Cruise Deals app. It's right there, very easy to find. And take us through step by step. Where would we go from there?
So you have the a list of departure ports when you open it up. And you just select the one that's near you or your favorite one or one that's easy to get to or inexpensive. And from there, you click on that departure port, and then you'll see a list of deals. They're sorted by price drop percentage, and you could see the price, you could see how many nights, you could see the what cruise line, where it's going, and the date, and you could select one there to get more details, and it, you know, shows you what ship it was, what's the sailing date, it has the itinerary, and then if you want to check the availability of that deal, you just click on check availability at the bottom, and it'll take you to the site that is actually selling it.
And you could actually, could you book the cruise right there from the app once you get into that site?
You click the link, and it takes you to your browser, and
okay.
Then you book it through the browser. You don't buy it from within the app.
Okay, very good. And you were mentioning the price drops it shows. What kind of price drops have you seen? Like, what's the biggest price drop you've seen on the Cruise Deals app?
We've seen 80% off.
Wow.
So it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, 80% is pretty awesome, I'd say. So who is your target demographic here? Is it people just your general vacationer? Is it people looking for a last-minute deal, or can anybody use this? What's up with it?
Well, you could see that there's big price drops for all dates.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's useful to everyone, someone just going on one cruise, but also if somebody likes to cruise a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can have big savings on, you know, leaving the port that's close to them.
Alrighty, I like it, I like it. As far as the price drops, are we going to see, is it across the board? I mean, if we go to Priceline, Hotwire, or Booking.com, are we going to see the same rates as your app, or do you have a competitive edge?
Well, the CruiseLine.com is the one that provides this data, and they go to these sites and monitor the prices. So when those prices drop, you'll see that percentage drop in this app.
Okay. And
you can see the biggest price drops as, you know, what they were before.
Very good. And are these price drops happening once a day, or how often are they dropping?
Every day there's new data.
Okay, so it's happening, like, refreshing once every 24 hours then?
Right.
Okay. In closing here, do you have any plans for expansion into the Android or Windows market?
Yeah, I'd love to make an Android app. You know, we're measuring the interest that we have for the Android version. So I actually have a mailing list on cruisedealsapp.co mm-hmm. you could sign up for to get updates and progress of the Android version.
Very good. So if you want to check it out, go to cruisedealsapp.co. We'll also link to it in the show notes at cruiseradio.net. We've been talking with the creator of Cruise Deals app, Aaron Beaver. Aaron, good luck with the app, my friend. We'll be sure to link to it and get you some downloads there. Have a good one, man.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, buddy.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
We always like to get your cruise reviews here on the show. If you have one you'd like to share, just email comments at cruiseradio.net. Like Marcy Busey, her and her husband Tom just got back from an 8-night Alaska cruise on Carnival Legend, celebrating their 24th wedding anniversary. So first off, Marcy, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
And welcome back to the show. I know it's been a little while, but about six months or a year?
August.
Yeah, yeah.
We went on the Inspiration.
Yeah, that's right. Before we actually get to Carnival Legend itself, let's take a step back. And why did you want to sail on Carnival Legend?
Well, it wasn't so much the ship as the itinerary. We had never been to Alaska, mm-hmm. and we live in Los Angeles. And pretty much we've done every island in the Caribbean, so it was time to try something new.
Very nice. And getting to, of course, this cruise embarked out of Vancouver. So how was it getting from, you live in Los Angeles, to Vancouver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we flew from LAX to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. It was only a 3-hour flight, and it was a piece of cake.
Are there any customs involved flying from LA to Vancouver?
Yeah, there is. And for the first time ever, we were TSA pre-checked.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, being TSA pre-checked is amazing.
Yeah, you like it, huh?
We didn't have to take our shoes off, didn't have to take anything out of our bags. We were through security in maybe 20 minutes.
Nice. That's pretty good for LAX, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, we had an 8:30 at night flight mm-hmm. on a Friday night, so it wasn't real busy.
Gotcha. Nice. So you get to Vancouver. Did you do a pre-night stay in Vancouver, or did you fly in day of?
Nope, we did 2 days in Vancouver. We flew in on Friday night, mm-hmm. and we didn't board the ship till Monday.
Cool.
So Saturday and Sunday, we toured Vancouver because we'd never been to Vancouver either.
Were you at that hotel right there at the cruise pier?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me? That's like $500 a night. We stayed at the Residence Inn by Marriott. Mm-hmm. I have Marriott rewards through work, so it helped out a little bit.
Nice.
And it had a refrigerator and a stove and everything in the room, so that helped save on costs in Vancouver.
Yeah, very good. So you get to Carnival Legend at the cruise pier in Vancouver. So first off, how was embarkation for you?
It was nice. It wasn't that bad. Everybody kept saying that that's a terrible cruise terminal, mm-hmm. and there was no problem whatsoever. The cab driver dropped us off. They took our luggage right at the where the taxi dropped us off, and we basically just like pretty much walked right on.
Were they using the computerized passport machines when you got there?
They were, but we didn't use that because the line started getting backed up because mm-hmm. it's a new thing in Vancouver.
Okay.
And people were having trouble with it, so we did it the old-fashioned way.
What were your impressions of Carnival Legend once you got on board?
The ship is beautiful, mm-hmm. absolutely beautiful. It's it's a legend, so it's themed around old Hollywood legends, mythical legends. Just, it was really pretty.
Nice. So you make it to your stateroom. So what kind of stateroom did you have, and what were your impressions of it?
We had an extended balcony, mm-hmm. and we had three cabins next to each other with a couple that we met last year on the Dream, mm-hmm. Billy and Audra. And then her cousin came as well with her wife. They had just gotten married.
Cool.
And so we opened up the door on the balcony, so it made it even bigger.
Nice. Didn't I meet them last year in Key West?
You met Billy and Audra in Key West,
yeah.
Yes.
Over many margaritas.
Many margaritas.
You're a bad influence. Nice. And what'd you think of your stateroom as far as the space, plugs, and all that?
Well, plugs are always an issue. Mm-hmm. So we always bring a strip. And then my husband Tom has a USB port that he plugs in to it that you can plug in 4 different devices.
Okay.
So we had no trouble charging our iPads and our phones and all that.
Nice. Let's talk about dining on the ship. One thing I've never done is been on Carnival Legend, so I know nothing about it. So let's talk about dining, and we'll start at the top, like at the Lido deck area, and work our way down. Go ahead.
The Lido is a normal Lido deck, except it did have chopsticks, which mm-hmm. is their Chinese, which was really good. I think I had lunch there every day. Mm. And then they have the deli, which Tom likes. He likes their pastrami sandwiches. Mm. And the rest of it was just your regular Lido deck, your pizza, just regular Lido buffet.
Did Carnival Legend undergo Funship with the guys, burger joint and all of that?
No.
No.
The only thing they have, Red Frog Pub,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have the pub food.
Yeah.
And they have the comedy.
Gotcha. Bonsai Sushi on there?
Oh, and C-Day Brunch.
Okay. Was there Bonsai Sushi?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you got half of it. Not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
I would have preferred the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all would. What were your thoughts of the main dining room?
The main dining room was beautiful. We had a window table mm-hmm. For just the 6 of us. And we had beautiful views every night. And, of course, the food in the dining room is just out of this world.
Did you do the steakhouse at all?
Yes. We did the steakhouse one night.
What were your thoughts?
Wonderful. I love the steakhouse.
Worth the $35 to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Tom had the lobster, and I had the ribeye, and mm-hmm. he ended up eating half my ribeye. That's how big it was.
Yes.
So he had surf and turf, so...
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the entertainment, because as we just mentioned, the ship kind of got Funship 2.0, and with that came, like, Playlist Productions, I think. Am I saying that right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
We did not go to any of the shows in the showroom. That's
you
the
never
first
do.
Time we've ever not go. Because it was the same shows we saw last year on The Dream.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, we've seen these. There's no reason to see them again. We went to comedy one night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time, I mean, the sun doesn't go down until after 11.
Right.
So we would sit on the balcony and just, you know, watch the scenery. Because it's not like being at a normal sea day, mm-hmm. where there's nothing to see. You're in the inside passage, so there's always something to see.
Well, in case someone is a first-time listener or doesn't know about the Playlist Productions, I know you've been a Carnival Cruiser for a while. So what do you think of the newer shows as far as the Playlist Production shows, you know, brought down from the extravagant Broadway shows to a 30-minute format?
I prefer the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a big fan of the Playlist.
Is it too short for you, or why was that?
It's too short, and the production value is more piped-in music. There's mm-hmm. there's no live band.
Gotcha.
And yeah. I enjoy the live music.
Right.
They did have one night, they had what they called Cigars Under the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
There were no stars yet because it wasn't dark enough.
Right.
But they did have a jazz trio that played.
Ah, nice.
And that was nice. And they did that on the Serenity deck.
Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And even the cruise director, Troy, he plays trumpet, and he came out and played with the band.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he was a great cruise director. He was really good.
Very nice. One thing that really defines a cruise ship is how it behaves on sea days, both inside mm-hmm. and out. So how was the general flow of the ship on sea days?
It was good. It's a smaller ship than those big new ones.
Mm-hmm.
It never seemed overly crowded. You never had trouble finding a place to sit. You never felt claustrophobic or like there was just too much going on.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's talk about the ports then.
We went to Juneau, Gagway, and Ketchikan. In Juneau, you had from 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
which was really nice because we did a whale watching tour, not through Carnival. We did it through a company called Harv and Marv,
mm-hmm.
where you can have a private. There was only the six of us on the ship.
Nice.
So it was a smaller ship, so you could get closer in. And we didn't go until noon, so we were able to sleep in. We didn't have to, you know, rush off the ship when we got there and everybody going.
Nice.
Which can be, you know, long lines and stuff like that. So we were just able to just walk right out. The bus picked us up right at the port and took us to the ship.
What was your next port?
Skagway. Skagway was also, I think it was 8 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but in Juneau, when you get off the ship at the port, there is a place called Tracy's Crab Shack that has the best crab you've ever had in your life.
Love it, too. Little pricey,
yeah.
But worth every penny.
Yeah, it was like $24 for one king crab leg, mm-hmm. but the leg was huge. And it's never been frozen. It's come right out of the ocean and right to you.
So
that was good.
Yeah.
And Skagway, we did a helicopter with a dog sledding on
cool.
top of a glacier.
Nice. How was that?
That was worth every penny.
I bet.
Yeah. And it wasn't real cold. So, I mean, we dressed for the cold because we were going to the top of a glacier, but it wasn't as cold as we thought it was going to be. And you get to play with the dogs, and then you go for about a 40-minute dog sled ride. And you take turns on who's driving the sled.
Nice.
And then they had some new puppies, so we got to play with the puppies for a while.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
And what was your last port?
Then we had Ketchikan.
Okay.
And there we did a tour with a crab boil at the end.
Nice.
Yeah, that was nice. And in between the ports, you have Tracy Arm Ford and Glacier Bay, which are like sea days. They are sea days, but you're going through the glaciers and the fords, and just the scenery is just incredible.
Does Carnival bring a naturalist on board when you're going through Glacier Bay and kind of sand? They do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And we could hear her from our balcony.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So that was nice. Yeah, that was nice. Well, I had ordered food to be delivered to the room when we were watching Glacier Bay, so we didn't have to leave to go get food.
How cool.
So we had like a veggie tray and a fruit and cheese tray, and then we went down and got some bottles of hot sake.
Nice.
And just sat on the balcony and watched the glaciers.
Very cool. In closing here, Marcy, give us some first-time tip or two about people who may be considering Alaska on Carnival or on Carnival Legend, whatever you want to give us.
I would say if your first time to Alaska, don't overpack. We kind of overpacked because we thought it was going to be freezing, mm-hmm. and it wasn't. If you go the beginning of the season, which we did the first cruise for the Alaska season, and it never got below 60.
Oh, wow.
You do need, you know, one good jacket, some jeans, you know, sweaters, but you don't need to heavy parka it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. And anything about any tips for the ship? Should you try to get on early or anything like that?
No. We got there at 11 o'clock and walked right on, and our rooms were already done. We could go straight to our room and drop our stuff off, and then went and, first thing we did, of course, is buy our Cheers program, because every good cruiser should buy the Cheers program.
Right.
And then just enjoyed it, and the sail away is beautiful from Vancouver.
The Cheers program, that's the all you can drink package, or 15 drinks a day. Do you find yourself uh-huh. breaking even on that?
They lose money with us.
Okay, good. That's all that matters. As long as they're losing money and you're ahead, you're fine.
Yep. I mean, drinks are between $8 and $10.
Mm-hmm.
You get 15 drinks a day. It's, you know, you drink 5 or 6 drinks, you've broke even.
Yeah.
And you can easily do more than that, especially if you're drinking Angry Orchard or beer or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
I guess the big question of the interview, Marcy, in closing here is, this was your 24th wedding anniversary, and it was in Alaska, mm-hmm. so that's pretty big. What is Tom going to do for the 25th?
Well, he has some living up to do, because it's also next year, 2016, is also my 50th birthday.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to convince him to do the transatlantic on the Vista from Barcelona to New York, since we land in New York on my 50th birthday.
And so no
we'll
better place to celebrate.
Goes.
Yeah, the New York
exactly.
City.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get it booked now and start paying. We should be good.
Well, we're behind you if you need any help. We'll give them a push there. We've been talking with listener Marcy Busey from L.A., and she's gave us her 8-night review of Carnival Legend in Alaska. Marcy, as always, a pleasure talking to you, and keep in touch.
We will.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.